share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, issued compounds totaling up to RM173,000 yesterday during a raid at two nightspots in Kuala Lumpur. These include 27 compounds worth RM1,000 issued to 27 individuals at an entertainment outlet at Lorong Haji Taib Dua in Chow Kit, as well as RM146,000 worth of compounds to patrons and workers at an entertainment outlet in Cheras. As reported by national news agency Bernama, Dang Wangi District Police Chief ACP Nor Delhan Yahaya confirmed that they also detained 27 individuals, including a foreign man and woman, aged between 35 and 41 at the entertainment outlet in Chow Kit. The 1 a.m. raid found that the individuals failing to adhere to standard operating procedures, SOPs, under the National Recovery Plan. Dang Wangi District Police Chief, ACP Nor Delhan Yahaya. Furthermore, the case is also being investigated under Regulation 17.1 of the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases, Measures Within Infected Local Areas, Regulations 2021. As for the foreign individuals detained, they are currently being investigated under Section 6.1(c) of the Immigration Act 1959-63. As for the raid at the entertainment outlet in Cheras, the District Police Chief, ACP Muhammad Aidzam Jaffer, said that the outlet was operating without a license at 11:45 p.m. on Friday, the 18th of March 2022. Hence, PDRM seized various items, including various brands of liquor during the raid, besides handing out RM146,000 worth of compound notices to its patrons and workers. What do you guys think of these outlets that continue to flout SOP and worse, operate illegally without a valid license? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, 70 people compounded a total of RM70K for flouting SOPs at KL Entertainment Outlets. Source. Bernama. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.